Go to John chapter. I want to revisit a message I preached probably 20 years ago. And I don't know why the Lord laid this on my heart. It was just, thought I had something else. And God just kind of put this on my mind last night again. And He knows what we need, amen?
Amen.
He knows what we need.
That's right.
If you're here this morning and you've got a need, this altar's open. Amen. Don't, you're not going to scare me if you come to this altar. I can keep right on preaching, but you just get your needs met this morning. Amen. John chapter 5, verse 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting on for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise up, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on this same day was the Sabbath. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. Lord, I ask you to move in this church, God. I pray for the Holy Spirit. Speak to hearts, God. You do what I can't, God. And God, you move me out of the way, Lord, and get me out of the way because, Lord, it's not about me. Help us to lift up Jesus today, God. If we'll live, Lord, you said if you be lifted up, you draw all men nigh unto you, God. Have your way right now. Whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. When I was growing up, one of the main expressions that we had growing up, and I'm sure they had it in Lancaster too, I was raised way out in the country, amen. There was an old saying, Greg, if you can't run with the big dogs, stay off the porch.
Yeah.
Any of y'all ever heard that?
Yeah.
I want to preach just a little while. It's time to get off the porch.
Right.
We find in this story, this passage, this man could not run with anybody. The Bible says for 38 years he'd been laying there. The Bible talks about the pool of Bethesda, and it had five porches, and they would lay there. They would bring all their sick. They would bring all those with infirmities, and they would lay them at this porch. And the Bible says that once a year an angel would come down and stir the water, and ever who got in the water first, Brother Skip, was made whole of whatsoever they had. Now, I want you to get a picture of something. What if, now just say what if, this songbook was some of that water from the pool of Bethesda. And once a year, an angel come down and would stir that water. And Brother Rock, ever who touched it first was completely healed. If today was that day, what would you be doing? If today was the day that God come down and troubled the water and you had something going on in your life, whatever it was, would you just sit there like a bump on a pickle? Would you just sit there and just nonchalantly come into church and just sit there going through the motions? Or would we run down to this altar? Would we do our very best to get a hold of what God had for us? Amen. I want you to get a picture of this. Understand something. We've got the water, glory to God. It's troubled all the time. Amen. His name is Jesus. And when he died on that cross, glory to God. Hey, I'm telling you, by his stripes, we can be healed. I believe that God is still in the healing business. I believe God is still in the saving business. I believe God is still in the moving business. Amen. But you got to understand something. He ain't...
Oh, right there.
I know we can get our prayers answered sitting in the back pew. I know that. I've had prayers answered going down the highway before, amen. But there's just something special, Preacher Trevor, about this altar. There's just something special about when you get out of your seat and make your way down to an altar and bow down before a holy God, like some of these have already done this morning. The water was troubled, amen, and they got out of their seat and they came down to where the water was troubled and they talked to God about their need. Folks, if we'll just get our minds on set on doing that, how much better could our lives be? Time to get off the porch. Yeah.
Amen.
Time for some of y'all to get out of the pew.
Come on.
Amen. Get down here where God can help you. This man, if we still be looking at this passage of Scripture, this man was surrounded by people. The Bible says in verse 3, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, blind, halt, withered. A large crowd don't necessarily mean you're in the right place. Amen. A large crowd don't necessarily mean you're in the right place. Hey, you can go down to the racetrack and be in a large crowd. And ain't nothing wrong with the racetrack. But I'm telling you right now, there ain't very many prayers answered at the racetrack. I'm just telling you, these things happen at church, glory to God. You can go down to Walmart and get in a large crowd, but there ain't very many prayers answered at Walmart, amen. You can go to Carowinds and get in a big crowd. I like coming to God's house. And then the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, in his name, he'll be in the midst, folks. I'm telling you, you ain't got to be surrounded by a crowd to get your prayers answered. I think sometimes we think when somebody goes down to the altar, and I love it that we come and gather around people and pray. Don't you misunderstand what I'm saying? Every once in a while, Wes, I just want to get down there by myself. Because that's something I want to talk with him about. Let me tell you something. If you saved and you where you need to be with God, you ain't got to have 15, 20 people around you on the altar getting things done, amen? Because I'm telling you right now, the Bible says you and I can come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't have to back up to God. If I'm covered by the blood, all I got to do is call out on Jesus, amen? And he shows up. This man, he's a large crowd. A large crowd ain't going to get you no better either. This proof is in what the Bible says. They've been laying there for a year, and he hadn't got any better. See, the problem is, I have to bite my tongue a lot of times when I'm preaching. A lot of people want to get a big crowd, David, so they can blend in. They want to get a big crowd so they don't stand out in the crowd. They want to get a big crowd so that the preacher don't know if they're there or not. If I got a big crowd, they won't nobody bother me. Let me go ahead and tell you, I don't care if you're in a big crowd or a small crowd, God still knows where you're at.
Amen.
Amen. This man was surrounded by people, and that didn't help him anything. And if you want to get better, you don't want to hang around sick people.
Come on.
Amen. I thought about this as I was studying on this and looking over this last time. If I go to the emergency room and if I got something wrong with me and I'm sitting out there in the emergency room and there's 15 sneezing on that side, 40 of them on this side coughing and hocking up a lung or whatever, and the doctor, they come out and call my name, I think I'll just stay right here. How foolish would that be? When the remedy is on the other side of the door, glory to God, I don't want to hang. You want to get better, quit hanging around sick people. You want to get better, quit hanging around drunks. You want to get better, quit hanging around drug addicts. You want to get better, quit hanging around those that cuss all the time. You want to get better, quit hanging around the world crowd. Let's get in church where Jesus Christ is at, man. Praise God, I want to get better. I don't want to keep hanging around those. Blind Bartimaeus didn't just sit on the wayside. When Jesus called him, he didn't say, "How about you come on over here, Jesus?" Listen, folks, when you know where the answer's at, why do you just sit there? It's time to get off the porch, amen? I want you to notice something now. I want you to notice what verse 6, look at verse 6. And this is what gets me about, it seems like every time the Lord gives me a message, there's something in it that Melvin blows my mind. Look at verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been now a long time, in that case, He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole?" Well, I don't think so. "Wilt thou be made whole?" Well, if you can come back tomorrow. "Wilt thou be made whole?" Well, if I was around different people. "Wilt thou be made whole?" Well, if I had on a better dress, or if I had on a better suit. "Wilt thou be..." Why wasn't the answer right off the bat immediately? "Yes, I want to be made whole." Why in the world did that... Notice what the man said. Then notice what, the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." It's always somebody else's fault. Always somebody else's fault. You in the situation you in right now because of somebody else's fault. "I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another stepping down before me." The answer should have been, "Yes, I want to be made whole." The answer should have been, "Right now, if you'll tell, I want to be made whole right now. 38 years I've been coming here. 38 years I've been going through the motions. 38 years trying to sing." You know what what was it one preacher said? The definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. 38 years trying the same thing. Let me tell you, it's time to get off the porch. It's time to change up, amen. It's time to do something a little bit different. If I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again, it don't work. I'm working out, and I look out, I see Clint and others, David and some of the others that like to work out. You know, that when you work out, you can come to a plateau where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it quits working. You know what you got to do? Change it up. Amen. It's time to get off the porch. It's time for you to get off the porch. Amen. Understand. Look at verse 8. "The impotent man said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, yet another step down before me." You want to be made whole? You want to be made right? Go ahead and answer Jesus when he asked you, "Will thou be made whole?" See, the question is, Wes, will thou be made whole? He didn't ask the one, Talbert, he didn't ask the one beside him. He didn't come up to Jesus and say, "Hey, would you like for me to touch him?" See, if you ain't careful, we come to church and, "Well, I know the Lord will touch Robert, and I know the Lord will touch Greg, and I know the Lord will touch Jamie, but will the Lord touch me?" Yes, if you'll answer him, he will.
Come on.
Wilt thou be made whole? You've got to answer the question. Jesus is asking the question. You've got to answer the question. Wilt thou be made whole? Why didn't he just go ahead and say yes? Now, don't you notice something? Jesus told him what to do. Jesus said, "Rise. Rise." This was a good man, Kevin. Obviously, this was a good man. He had a lot of stuff against him. We don't know. We don't know whether he was born this way. We don't know whether something had happened to him. But we know that for 38 years, he'd been trying. See, if we ain't careful, I try not to preach too hard on this guy. 38 years, Melvin, he'd been trying. Skip, he'd been trying. He'd been putting forth the effort. He couldn't get down there by himself, Jeff. He had to call somebody. "How about take me down there to the pool?" He couldn't do it. He wanted to get better. He wanted to do better. Have you ever been in a situation where you want to do better and you'd like to do better, but it seems like the world kicks you down and everything's against you and nobody wants to help? This man wanted better. But I'm telling you, folks, sometimes circumstances as what they are, you can't get no better. But glory to God, I got a Savior that knows where I'm at. I got a Savior that'll come to where I'm at. When I can't get in the water, he'll just say, "Go ahead and get up on your own." Glory to God. "Lord, I want to do better. Lord, I'm trying." I just see this man, as he looks up into Jesus' eyes, Lord, I'm trying. What else can I do? Sometimes, Alan, it seems like that's where I'm at. Lord, I'm trying. Thank God every once in a while he just go and get on up.
Oh, yeah.
Get on. You ain't got to worry about the angel because you got me. You ain't got to worry about the water because I am the water, amen. You ain't got to worry about the walking. I'm going to make you walk right now. Just go ahead and get up. The Bible says he told him to just go ahead and get up. Understand, so too many times, if I'm glad Jesus can fix my mess. I'm telling you right now, I'm probably the best one in this building about messing up stuff. I'm glad Jesus can fix my mess. What kind of mess you in? Are you still on the porch? And Jesus is already asking you? Jesus said, rise, Kevin, and immediately. What didn't work, worked. Did y'all hear what I just said? What didn't work, worked. See, you got to understand something. I kind of see this guy, Brother Robert. Maybe he'd been trying to move his legs, but them legs wouldn't move. But after Jesus said. What was it that when Peter and John were going into the temple and the man begging the alms, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he reached down, took him by the hand. He got up, walked, shouted all over the place, glory to God. Can't you just imagine the scene at the pool? Now, let me just. They don't omit stuff, Jackie, from the Bible. You know what you don't read right here? Nobody else got healed.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, if I'd have been the one laying beside him, he wouldn't have left that pool. He wouldn't have left that pool without me hanging on to. Don't with the issue of blood, might have had some of us gone. I'd have had him by the hair of the head. I'd have had everything I could get my hands on. And I'm telling you right now, he'd have healed me that day, amen. Why in the world can't we get a hold of what's going on? There was a healing took place and nobody else got. It's about the woman with the issue of blood. Great big crowd. She was the only one healed. How many of y'all, we serve a big God. We have people on the altar already on this side and on that side. I got a God that's big enough that can take care of that problem, can take care of that problem, can take care of your problem, and can take care of your problem, and can take care of your problem and all our problems at the same time. And the water's troubled. The water's troubled. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Robert, can you sing, please? Forgive me. All right. The sermon's been preached. The question's been asked. The ball's in your court now.